Hello, Sendai!
外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台観光国際協会、センティアが、英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当は、アイルランド出身のイーライと、
カナダ出身のテシアと、
コスタリカ出身のリチャードです。
今月のテーマは、引っ越しです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean and Easy Japanese. My name is Eli and I'm from Ireland.
And my name is Tasha and I'm from Canada.
And my name is Richard and I'm from Costa Rica.
Our topic for today is the moving season. So we're now in March and the warmth of spring is just on our doorstep, hopefully. March is the end of the financial year in Japan and it's an incredibly important month because of that. People generally get very busy around this time of the year as they prepare to make a new start for themselves in spring. And some people within that may even be making their new start in a new place as the season changes, which is why the theme for our episode today is the moving season. Today I would like to talk a bit about moving and all that comes along with it. So, as I said just there a second ago, March is the busiest time for moving in Japan. I don't know if any of us have done any moving within Japan since coming here. I'd say probably the biggest move for us all being foreigners in Japan was coming to Sendai.
Oh, yeah.
But was there anything that you guys remember about like, the process of coming over here in the first place?
I came here in 2022, I think, and it was like the last bit of COVID. So back then, entering Japan was a lot more cumbersome than it is now. Like, because besides from the usual visa and like other paperwork and stuff like that, you also had to take a COVID test at a clinic that is designated by the Japanese government and then get all like those type of paperwork done. Yeah. And the test has to be within 2 days before departure.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's like very last minute because on one hand, you're already, you know, struggling to pack. You're like, what do I bring? What do I not? And then you also have to schedule, you know, like an appointment at like one of the few available clinics that you can go to. And then the entire time, like the anxiety was just like, what if I tested positive for COVID?
Yeah.
Or some of the folks, like let's say they got COVID maybe a month or two earlier. Sometimes, you know, the virus lingers in your system. Yeah, and it's just, I think that was honestly the most stressful part, like having to get all the COVID paperwork in place.
And then when you actually came over and you moved over to Sendai, did you have to quarantine for any period of time?
So we did have a quarantine, but again, because it was like the very last bit, basically.
Yeah.
That was the last few months before Corona in Japan got moved to a different category for disease. And so like instead of like the 10 to 14 day quarantine that the people before us had to do for like the past 2 years, my group was 3 days.
Okay, so too bad.
2022, 2020 was like a hard time, I think, for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely, for everyone.
Yeah.
But like, because both of you came after,
like,
the restrictions were lifted, right? So I'd imagine entering the country was a lot less of a hassle.
Yeah, in my case, there wasn't anything to do with COVID. It was
right,
all kind of over.
Really.
So they didn't even require a test beforehand or anything.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they looked at, of course, like medical records. They might have seen if you had the vaccine or not, but they didn't require any testing, at least. So it was quite smooth. I kind of came over, did my orientation, and then came straight up to Sendai after Tokyo. And it's probably the same for yourself as well, Tasha, but the for our workplace, at least, I'm very grateful of the fact that they had places organized for us beforehand. So, you know, there wasn't the stress of having to arrive here and then start looking for a house or start looking, you know, real estate websites and then trying to live in a hotel while, you know, look at a place at the same time. That stress wasn't there, which was really nice. Because I've had some of that experience before moving, not to Japan, but I studied for a bit before in Taiwan. And when I went to Taiwan, that was during COVID actually as well. So I had a 5 day quarantine or 7 day quarantine in a hotel. But I also arrived there without having a place to live sorted yet. So I had to basically try to look for stuff online while I was in quarantine without being able to see places in person, which was a huge gamble because you could be like, oh, I want to book this place, rent this place, but you can't actually see it because you're in quarantine. So I ended up just like booking a youth hostel for the course of like 6 months because a problem I found when I was there as well was finding places that do short-term leases are quite they're few. Mm. Most of the time they want you to take it like a year or longer, and I was only going to be in Taiwan for like 6-7 months.
Right. Mm.
So that was a huge like barrier as a foreigner trying to move in there. So that was my experience as a student trying to like, get a place in Taiwan anyway. But what about yourself, Richard, coming as like an exchange student to Japan? Did they have like a dorm sorted for you or?
Yes, I think it was like very easy.
Okay.
Like doing the paperwork and this stuff. I think like if you have like the support from university, the moving is very easy, like coming to Japan. Like
you just okay.
But I think it's also depending on the university. I think I was lucky here in Tohoku. Mm-hmm. They were like really nice from the very beginning. So they will send like every week, like, we need you to send this document or this. Mm-hmm. And then they will ask you like, which dorm do you want to stay in?
Yeah.
And I think that was like really smooth.
Okay, great, yeah.
Like, just follow the emails and the required information.
Yeah.
So in that sense, like, yeah, probably coming as a student makes it way more easier than for other people, like if you come for work or just because you wanted to move to Japan, I think it's like very more complex.
Their support's probably quite good, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
and like considering how hard it is to rent housing in Japan if you're not a Japanese citizen,
yeah,
like having everything arranged for you, I think is very helpful. Yeah, and Tohoku University, like what you said, I think does a very good job because they have, you know, a specific team of people there, like who are only there to support international students. So like they know exactly what they need to do, and that's really, really good. And like unfortunately for a lot of smaller universities, they don't really have like a similar department that is there to help international students, so the students kind of have to like fend for themselves.
Yes,
yeah.
I think like every student is like very grateful.
Oh, yeah,
there is this person named Harima-san, so everybody knows Harima-san. We are like very like grateful.
I think having that support system is really important, especially if you're like a foreigner trying to settle and find a place in Japan, because I think especially when it comes to like moving into somewhere or looking for places in Japan, there's so much like terminology that's specific just to looking for houses and stuff, and if you're coming with only a limited level of Japanese and all of a sudden you're being told about, you know, shikikin, reikin and all this kind of stuff, and you don't really know what that money's going for, you don't know if you get it back at the end. It's you know, if you're not careful you could get
really tricky, right? That's why I guess like when you come to university they just ask you like, oh, please in the beginning just go to a dorm.
You can figure it out and then like, if you want to move later on, right?
We can talk about that later, but yeah, it's very complex, the getting an apartment here in Japan for a foreigner.
You know, if you look at listings online for stuff in Japan as well, it's like they'll have the first month of rent, and then they usually have the reikin and the shikikin. The shikikin is like a deposit, so you will get that back at the end,
provided
you have an SME up in the house, if they're a good landlord. But that usually ends up being equivalent to 1 month of rent, and so does the reikin. So you end up paying basically 3 months worth of rent.
Really expensive.
So if you're not coming like to Japan with that kind of money prepared in advance, like you could really struggle finding a place.
The worst case scenario for daikin is like generally speaking it's 1 month, but I've seen like up to 3.
Also one thing, just because the reason we're talking about moving today as well is because it's March, and March is when everybody tends to move. So if you're talking about moving fees, or if you're talking about looking to try to book, you know, viewings for apartments, that's when it gets busiest. It gets more expensive to get any services involved with moving. Like they do have some extended service hours, I think, for like the ward office.
Ward
and stuff,
office, yeah. Moving, yeah. Sometimes it's until 8 at night, and then they usually open for a few days on the weekends as well. During like busy period.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned earlier like you've moved into a dorm since coming here and stuff. But were you given a few options when you first came here? Like, how did you? What were your kind of criteria for deciding the place you're in now?
Yeah, I think like in my case, we had like maybe 5 options or something.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
They were located.
That's so many.
Yeah, around that. They have like a few located in Sanjomachi, and then another ones in Aobayama, and I think they also have in Katahira. But for me, the criteria was like just to choose one that has like a bathroom unit.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
Because I didn't want it to share with other people, but that was just a personal decision. There are other students that they make decisions based on where their campus is, like they try to live closer to the campus.
So like you get to submit, I guess, like a list of preference. It's like disputing first choice, disputing second choice type of, because like I'm imagining, you know, some people unfortunately they won't be able to fit in one building, so they'll have to be put elsewhere.
They ask you to pick at least 2 places.
Okay, that's fair.
I guess it's like
then they sort how to
Okay, so just before we finish up, I would like to ask, does anyone here have any advice that they think people that are moving or thinking moving the next month or two should really know when it comes to Japan?
Sort out your sodaigomi ahead of time. Like,
yes,
yeah. Start applying for your bulky waste pickup right now, because the wait list is probably at least 3 to 4 weeks in. And if you don't do it any later, it's going to be after April, which is probably after it moves.
That's a very good point. And as well, if you want to make those bulky waste removal appointments and you're not comfortable with Japanese, you can ask the Multicultural Center to help you with that. So you can give them a phone call and we can help interpret for you for that. Or you can come to the Multicultural Center in person as well. Just one word warning on the theme of moving. The Multicultural Center is actually also moving around this time. So the new location is nearby the City Hall. So
check our website.
Yes, if you look at the website, you'll find the new address. So if you need help with the bulky waste appointment, you can ask someone in person there or call them as well. But Richard, what about yourself? Any advice for movers?
I guess the best advice that I can give is based from my experience. Like, when I was trying to find an apartment, I was like looking on Sumo and all at home, all these pages, right? And I find like a few good options, and then I tried to call the landlord like, directly. Of course, as I expected, my Japanese level was not enough for this. So they were like trying in the beginning, like, oh, okay, let's talk. And then they were like, maybe you should go and find someone that can speak proper Japanese. So I was like, okay. And then I was talking with this friend, and where she was doing her part-time job. It seems like it was like a Kaiwa place, but they also had like this real estate agency. So it was like very rare, I think, because they had also a guy from Canada working there, and he was pretty good at Japanese. So he was working with this Japanese guy, and that was the wisest decision I made, like go to them and like do the whole procedure with them. So yeah, I would say like for a foreigner that doesn't have like very high skills in Japanese, maybe it's better to try to find some company or someone that can help you to go through this process, because they made it very easy for me. Like,
okay, that's great.
Just reading some documents, signing, they will take you to see the apartments.
Yeah.
So that's also easier, because sometimes, it's sadly, but sometimes we don't get the chance to have to see these things, right?
Yeah.
Just because maybe we're not like so trustworthy, or maybe, or I don't know how, what's the correct term to call this, but
because that's one thing actually as well when it comes to moving. Sometimes they'll require you to have like a guarantor or something, like a Japanese guarantor. So if you have a Japanese friend, you can ask to help you with that. That would be great. But maybe through those real estate companies, they can provide one for you as well. So definitely look into that if you feel like you're struggling on your own to find somewhere. So we're running up on time now, so we're going to finish up with an announcement from Sentia. So in Sentia, the Sendai Japanese language course will be beginning in April. Those who would like to enroll in the course can obtain an application form from either Aoba Ward Chuo Civic Center or the Sendai Multicultural Center. You can also download the form from Sentia's website. Details on the classes, such as the schedule, can be found on the website as well. For inquiries, please contact Aoba Ward Chuo Civic Center at 022-263-5010 or Sentia at 022-268-6260. And that's all from us this month. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.